mornings on Austin, Texas Country. Coke FM.
7:46. Time for the nitty-gritty from Music City. It's the Jimmy Carter Report. And, of course, the snapshot brought to you by our friends at Precision Camera and Video. Good morning, Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Bob. I tell you, the world is really, it's really interesting that truckers are kind of the lead story today around the country because they are currently blocking several entrances from the United States and Canada. And these are big 18-wheelers. And they are shutting down auto plants because they can't get parts and things. And there's even some threat, and I don't know that it'll materialize, that truckers will try to block up the 405 or do something around the Super Bowl. So the Homeland Security people have got their watchful eyes for that. There are truck convoys now in Paris, supposedly. It's a worldwide deal, and I'm still not really very sure what they're fussing about completely. So they need to get a good PR person because they're definitely effective with their blocking the trucks, but not very effective about what it is that they want. The Super Bowl, of course, is the big story of the weekend. The NFL honors last night was very well done, produced program, in case you missed it. It was one of those award shows you can almost watch. It was very, very entertaining. I see where a new airline is coming to Austin, and if they need some help, I'll be glad to ride with them. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines is going to start flying nonstop between Austin and Amsterdam, one of my favorite places to go. You can go anywhere from Europe from there with great train service. It's fun to roam around Holland with all the windmills and all that stuff. It's a really, really cool place to go. The Academy of Country Music gave out their nominations this week. They're after they're always after President Trump, but right now they're saying that he put paper in the toilet and clogged the White House toilet during the Trump era. I guess he was tearing up documents and putting them in the toilets. He said he did not flush. So that's a big debate going on in Washington. I never thought I would see that story come up. Sarah Palin, the trial, she's right in the middle of suing the New York Times in New York. Meanwhile, Hillary is speaking at the New York Democratic Convention. So the rise of Hillary Clinton going again. Big shooting out in Phoenix, Arizona in the last couple of hours. Five police officers shot. One's in critical condition. It's a standoff situation that I don't know is over yet. It happened. It started at 2 a.m. Arizona time and was still going on at 6 a.m. Arizona time. And the nation's weather, it's pretty calm going into Super Bowl Sunday. We're starting to get some clouds in the central part of the country, but really no storms now. It's so dry on the West Coast. They've had some pretty big brush fires around Laguna Beach. They were sweating last night on the red carpet there near the Los Angeles airport at SoFi Stadium. It was warm. And people say, well, you know, 80 degrees, it's nothing. Well, it's something weird when there's zero humidity and it's 80 degrees. I've been on a red carpet in Las Vegas, and I thought we were all going to die. In fact, we didn't have any water, and they eventually had to bring out ice towels and put on our head because we were getting heat stroke. It's a very strange, they got weird weather out there. Just live with our humidity, and we deal with it. But they have crazy weather in California for sure. Now, Bob, are you okay?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't have my my voice back yet because it was mostly throat and fever and stuff. But
do you feel bad? I mean, is it one of those things where you just do you like feel bad 24/7, or is it just you just don't have?
I did. Yeah. It's a couple of days there that were reminded me of 18 months ago. But pretty good right now, I believe.
But what they're saying is that COVID. You know, they're worried about Queen Elizabeth today. They're saying COVID panic has gripped Buckingham Palace because Prince Charles has tested positive, and he has been around Queen Elizabeth. So, you know, this thing doesn't kick in. What do they think, 5 days after you've been exposed, maybe, you start getting your first symptoms? I think that's
I hadn't had even a sniffle for 18 months. And Monday a week ago, that's when a sore throat started. And from what I'm reading, Omicron starts for most people, a lot of people, in the throat, and they feel it there first. And so I might have carried this thing around for a good week before it really got me and then I tested.
Bob Saget, the autopsy proved that he was COVID positive when he died, but they say that had nothing to do. They had nothing to do with his death, but when they were doing the autopsy, he was COVID positive.
But I am reading that a lot of people get dizzy with the onset of this COVID. So it wouldn't be hard to imagine they think he fell in the hotel room and hit his head. Maybe he, bent down and got dizzy.
Maybe dizziness coming from the backside of the
COVID. We'll never know.
We will never know. All right, Precision Camera, they are the greatest camera store, I think, in the country. They certainly are in Texas. Camera supplies, superstore, processing, classes, used cameras, lighting, they got everything. Anything you can deal with the camera. But my thing, and a lot of people, you can go in a catalog and get a lot of the same stuff. But it's not like you got human beings. They have human beings in that superstore. You go in, you go to the left, you go right over there against the wall, and there's a long line of brand new cameras and a lot of people. Some are experts in Canon, some are experts in Nikon, and they've got used, they've got the lens, they've got all the different things, and the video and all that too. So they've got experts that can help you. They're really nice, and you know, they can talk the talk if you need to talk professional, and if you need to be an amateur and you're just looking, they're good at doing that too. And picking out a lens can be critical. I mean, so many things to do. You can make photography as simple or as complicated as you want. And believe me, it can be as complicated as you want. Then you've got your simple point and shoot. But they got the processing. They've got it all. You really need to go in there on Saturday if you've got a little time. Just go through, walk through the store. You won't need to see some of the stuff that's on the right-hand side with some of the lighting in the back and the drops and the cases and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but go back toward the back and look what they can do with a camera, with a problem. Take one of your pictures, they can turn it into a coaster, a poster, or just about anything else, and take a look at that classroom back there. They might even be having a class, and you'll see what it's like. You will love it. Guaranteed best hobby you will ever have. Best Camera Store in Texas is located right there at Anderson Lane and Burnett, or you take a little bit south trip, and they got stuff out there too, at the South Park Meadow Store right off of I-35. Check them out online, precision-camera.com.
You know, one of America's unsung heroes are our ranchers and farmers. They risk it all every day, unable to control the price of beef, corn, fuel, or even the weather. Besides that, they have to ride the range every day to make sure the cattle don't drown in the river or find a hole in the fence so that they can stand out in the middle of the road and get hit by a damn car. All that while feeding America. Hi, I'm Jim Swertner, fourth generation rancher and farmer and owner of Swertner Farm and Ranch. We buy and sell cattle all over the United States, celebrating over 75 years in business. The next time you go to a supermarket, you can thank a farmer or rancher for providing you with the safest food on the planet. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, why don't you give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swertner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And that's good for Texans.
GT Distributors, right here in Austin. You know, they're the best in America. They've been America's public safety specialists for 45 years. Proud to provide the highest level of products and service for our country's law enforcement, but it's open to all of us as well. For instance, if you're a hunter, I want you to know there is plenty of ammo at GT Distributors now. You heard what I said. Plenty of ammo in stock and ready to go. Whether you're going out in the range or going hunting or whatever you need it for. At GT Distributors. Bargains and values at GT Distributors. By the way, do you have the right coats, whether you're law enforcement or just going outside? Are the right gloves, these shooting gloves you can wear all the time? The very best in the country are right there at GT. GT Distributors, right here in Austin. You know, they're the best in America. They've been America's public safety specialists for 45 years. Proud to provide the highest level of products and service for our country's law enforcement, but it's open to all of us as well. Find out more, check the online specials at gtdist.com.
7:55, page 2. It's Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, everyone. This is one of the amazing stories that happened up at Fort Campbell in Tennessee, Kentucky, on the border there, up I-24. They flew a Black Hawk this week without a pilot. They've got remote-controlled Black Hawk helicopters now from Sikorsky, and they were up there flying around the area. And that's just, you know, it's not science fiction. It is true. But on the same time, they launched a rocket from Cape Kennedy yesterday from the Astra Corporation. And it went off, and it had a lot of satellites. I think, don't hold me to it, but I think University of Texas had a small satellite on there, too, because I know the University of Alabama did. A lot of schools had research small satellites on that rocket, and it got to stage two. They did the separation, and then it went into a tumble, and they cut the feed, and I presume they destroyed it, or it destroyed itself, and the satellites didn't make it into orbit, and they apologized for that. So the world, you know, it's not a perfect system yet. It's always got a little bit of danger and drama in the rocketry, but that helicopter without a pilot in it flew pretty good. And they've got drones of everything. That turns into, I guess, the equivalent of a drone. But they can see the usefulness in, like, a Black Hawk. You send it up. You can send it on a mission without anybody on it to pick up a SEAL team or something. And that way, you know, you're not risking pilots and all of that stuff. And they fly pretty special with computers. So we'll see how that goes. In the world of sports, the Olympics, dadgummit, I just hate it that I can't get interested in it. And I really have kind of tried, but has anybody gotten where they've
tried
anything yet?
You know, Shaun White last night, I think if he would have had any magic left, it might have brought some people to the table, but we keep talking about it. I asked everybody yesterday, who's the star, and they really have done a terrible job.
And there's a doping controversy with the Russians, and one thing they are saying, though, even though the television ratings are very much down. There's no one's trying to spin that turkey. I mean, they're down. But television ratings in general are down. But they're saying that when all is said and done, wait till you hear the spin a couple of weeks after the Olympics are over with, that more people watch the Olympics, they'll say, than have ever watched it before. They're going to claim the YouTube. No, they're going to claim the YouTube watching, the TikTok watching, the watching of clips, social media, Facebook, all that stuff. And so when they go and renegotiate the terms, which they're not going to do for a number of years, they're going to have to take a look, you know, at how that's because you can't – the thing about the Internet, no one has quite figured out how to monetize it completely. You know, the music business has been killed. Now they're making some money back, but it's never what it was when you were buying records. They'll never get back to that again. That's why all these people are selling their copyrights and their songs. You hear it every day. I think Sting was the latest one to sell out. But it's just not ever going to be the same. And the same way, the Opry had that problem. The Grand Ole Opry was heard in probably 30 states at its highest. And a lot of people listened to it all over the place on Saturday night. But they could never prove that they had a big audience because they didn't have the technology and the rating systems to be able to prove it. Now, when you got into the 60s and 70s a little bit, the Opry would show up in the rating books in Asheville, North Carolina, and a little bit in Knoxville, and a little bit here, a little bit there. But it was not anything they could really put a big price tag on like you could a network television show. So they had a couple of sponsors that just believed them, Martha White, Flower, and a few other people. But they were almost like an early Internet deal. You know that people are seeing things on an Internet, and you can kind of prove that they were there, but you can't prove that a product that's just being sold on the Internet sells like it does. Like, can you really sell beer on something that's going to be on Facebook or YouTube, or do you sell it better by it being on television and, you know, something like that? So that's the big question that's going around. I'm pretty sure Al Michaels is not going to go to Disney and ABC to Monday Night Football again. They have renewed Eli and Peyton Manning for multiple years on the show that they've been doing, which I really enjoy against Monday Night Football because the Monday Night Football crew is so bad and so boring. You'll watch anything. You know, you still want to see the game, but it's a lot more interesting when Peyton and Eli do it. So they're not going to pay all the millions they would have to get a Troy Aikman and Al Michaels and his crew in there and then put on Peyton Manning and Eli against them. They would never do that. So that probably means that they're going to Amazon for Thursday Night Football, and that begins in the fall. And also the NFL's made news. They're going to give a couple of games to Germany next year, and I know another one's going back to Mexico City, and I think they probably still will keep one or two games in London. So it's becoming more of a worldwide sport, and I know they're thrilled about that. President Biden interviewed with Lester Holt, and I cannot remember the word. If somebody remembers it, please blurt it out. But Biden got mad at him.
Really?
Yeah, he got mad at him, and he was asking him a question about inflation. He called him a wise guy. That's what he did. He said, "You're a wise guy." So that was kind of interesting. Lester Holt and President Biden will be on the advanced part.
Do they show this part that we're on TV? Are they going to show the wise guy comment?
I think so, because it's part of his answer. I think they may have already shown it, but I certainly know they'll show it. Willie Nelson's new album is April 29, and that's on his birthday. And I was noticing that one of the songs on there I can't wait to hear is from Sgt. Pepper and the Beatles, "With a Little Help from My Friends." And I bet that's really good. There's some concerts being announced, I think, with him coming up in the next few days around the country. Going to go out on. He stays on tour, of course, but going back out. Do anybody remember why they call Sin City Sin City, Las Vegas?
I really don't.
Bob, do you know that, Mr. Historian? Do you know?
Mr. Vegas.
I mean, I'm guessing that it just has to do with the stuff that goes on there, right?
Well, keeping in mind, that is sort of true. Keeping in mind with this program, as it's challenged to be entertaining, it's also educational. The original Sin City designation goes back to 1906, an area called Block 16, which was on First Street between Ogden and Stewart downtown. Block 17 legally allowed liquor, offered drinks to railroad travelers and workers. Block 16 saloons started renting out back rooms or upstairs areas to, you know, women that were working. One of the earlier saloons, the Arizona Club, became a gambling hall in 1912. So all of Sin City's vices were fully available more than 100 years ago, long before the era of mobsters and casino connections. So now you know about. I'm surprised no one's done the early days of Las Vegas as a movie.
As it relates to the mob, like Casino, everybody loves that.
Yeah, I do too. But go back to the 1906 mm-hmm. when they were just blooming and being a city. So I don't know. Las Vegas has come a long way. Eddie Arnold was one of the first big entertainers to ever play there. And now they're going into the full-blown sports city thing. I wouldn't be surprised if they got a basketball team from California, had one of them move over there, maybe even from Oakland. They're trying real hard to get a soccer team. They've already got the football. And what else? Do they have basketball? I can't remember.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
No, I mean the
NBA team is there or not, but they're
no. It's college basketball is huge there. Remember?
Right, and they have hockey. So if you're wondering about the Rams and all those people going, LA is just nuts because they've got a Super Bowl team. Yeah, they like that. They like the fact is, but it's not a pro football town. It has never been a pro football town, and that's why long, long ago, 30 years ago, the Rams were pretty popular. But it's a college football town. The number one, it's actually a basketball town. The Lakers are the number one team in Los Angeles. The number two team is the University of Southern California. The Rams are probably the number three team in Southern California. UCLA is probably fourth, and the Clippers have always been sort of the stepchild of the city. But they are ready. That stadium looks beautiful. It is really amazing. They have something called the YouTube Theater that's in there that looks as nice as I wouldn't be surprised someday if they had the Academy Awards out there. It looks really that nice. And I finally figured out where it was. I mean, it's actually on the runway pattern to LAX. It's only a few blocks. It's just the other side of the 405 where the Hollywood Park racetrack used to be. You fly right over it. You fly just to the right when you're landing on one of the runways, and you're flying literally right over it if you're landing on one of the others. So if you've been to L.A., you probably have flown over what was now the SoFi Stadium, the biggest and prettiest stadium in the National Football League. So your pick, I'm going with the Rams and under. That's my pick. Anybody else got one?
Rams is the popular pick, so I'm going to go Bengals.
Okay. You going with the
Bengals?
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
All right. Well, y'all don't bangle away. I think the defense is going to win the game for the Rams.
That's there you go. Well, you're probably right. I just wanted to be oppositional. Jimmy, have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll talk to you again on Valentine's Day. Of course, the Jimmy Carter Report brought to you by GT Distributing, Schwartner Farms, and, of course, precision camera and video here. 806, Rick Trevino in studio. We'll get him to sing. Valentine's show coming up tomorrow. Copeland, hang on, that's next.